And if they look bad, this might be his last game coaching. He might be watching TV at home, watching the game at home next week. Welcome to the Joe Jordan Show on Refuse to Lose Sports. I am your host, Joe Jordan. And today, we're going to talk about the Commanders versus the Chicago Bears Thursday night football game. So this is an interesting game because both teams are coming off of a loss. Chicago Bears lost kind of, you know, both teams came off to a hot start against both opponents, especially Chicago. I mean, Chicago had, they looked the best they've looked all year, right? Scoring 28 points early, Justin Fields, four touchdowns. I mean, he looked almost perfect, had one incompletion all the way up to the mid third quarter. And then you have the Commanders who got an early lead, had a halftime, a 10-point lead over the Eagles right before halftime, and both teams lost in a close game. All right. So both teams, I'm pretty sure on Sunday, when the game was over on both games, they both were itching to play Thursday. That's what it is. When you lose, you want to get that bad losing taste out of your mouth and you want to play right away and get a dub. So both teams are eager for a win. Now, it's funny because both teams are in different situations. I mean, you got the Commanders who are excited about Sam Howell. They're excited about the future, new ownership. The team came off a loss to the Philadelphia Eagles in overtime. You know, like they even though they took an L, they felt like they should have won that game. They felt like that game slipped out of their hands, you know, in OT. They felt like, you know, the future is bright. But when you look at Chicago, it's a total opposite. I mean, they lost to the Denver Broncos. Now, I'm not a guy that's going to sit here and kill the Denver Broncos, even though they lost 70-50 to the they lost by 50 to the Dolphins. But I feel like the offense still can put up points. Russell Wilson been playing good this year so far. People been saying he's the problem, but really it's that defense who was top tier last year. I don't understand. I love Patrick Surtain, PS2. I thought he was arguably the best cornerback in the league last year, but this year he's not looking like that. But anyway, it's not about the Broncos. So they lost to the Broncos. And they got turmoil. You know, Claypool told to sit down. Their coach is on the hot seat. Their coach, he's on the hot seat. He's also the defensive play caller. And that defense looked horrible, the Chicago Bears defense. Shout out to my man Kevo, who said they're going to have a great defense. Tripping. And then against the Commanders, they got two defensive backs that's not playing. Johnson and I think Jenkins, right? They're not playing this Thursday night. So he's going to have a hard task because the Commanders' offense is on fire right now. And if they look bad, this might be his last game coaching. He might be watching TV at home, watching the game at home next week. So it's going to be interesting. Sam Howell getting sacked a lot. I mean, right now he's getting sacked at a rate to get sacked over 100 times this year. And then the record was Carr, Derek Carr's brother, David Carr. He got sacked 74 times when they had an expansion team with the Texans. Sam Howell's going to try to get sacked, I think, 103 times, I believe, 103, 104 times. But y'all know the Chicago Bears, they have the worst, they pass worst, has the worst win rate on pass rush in the NFL. So this is that game where Sam Howell should have more time than usual. Even though he got sacked 5 times against Philly, we saw that, you know, it looked better. Like it was 5 sacks that was counted for. But when you watch that game, you don't feel like he was getting sacked a lot. That just sounds weird, right? But I think it's gonna be a game. Jalen Johnson and Eddie Jackson. I said Jenkins Jackson. That they're not playing. So for the Bears to win this game, Justin Fields is gonna have to use his legs, y'all. He is. He's going to have to use his legs. I feel as though he's going to have at least 100 yards on the ground, right? Extend the play, you know? So he's going to have to do that. But I believe this will be the best defense he's played so far. I do think the Chiefs defense is really good. But I think the Commanders defense is better than the Chiefs defense. Commanders had played formidable opponents. I mean, they played the Eagles. Well, the Broncos put up points too, but the Broncos put up points early in the game. They got to a hot start, and then they got shut down the rest of the game, and they got Hail Mary at the end of the game. But they played the Cardinals. Cardinals' offense couldn't really do nothing. But the Bills, even the Bills, Josh Allen didn't have a great game. That defense took over that game, really. And then against the Eagles, they did their thing. I mean, it's the Eagles, right? You got to give them their props. So I think this is the best defense. Justin Fields will play. I think that D line is going to cause some problems to the Bears' offensive line. I just think that it's going to be a lopsided game. I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout, but it's going to be lopsided. When you watch that game, you're going to see the Bears. You're going to say, I don't think they're going to win this game. And that's how the game is going to look. I think Sam Howell is going to look good. I know the Commanders are looking for a win for sure because they got on a 2-game losing streak, even though the Bears on a 4-game losing streak, which is different, right? So I'm excited about this game. Prime time, everybody get to watch you. But this is why I think the narrative is going to be when the game is over. When the game is over, nobody's going to really talk about how good the defense looked, how good the Commanders look in the totality. They're going to talk about the turmoil in Chicago. Should they tank for Caleb Williams? Should they fire their head coach? Is Claypool ever come back? Who's going to trade for Claypool? Is Moore happy? Right. So it's going to be stuff like that talked about between now and Sunday versus how well the Commanders look. All right. So, but I'm pumped up about this game. I'm looking forward to watching it. All right. Prime time. We played Chicago last year. In Chicago, and I feel like that was probably the worst game the Commanders played all year, even though they won. Like, it was the ugliest win I ever seen in my life. It was so ugly when Carson Wentz was a starter playing injured. He looked terrible. The offense just looked bad. But I think this game is going to be a little bit more entertaining with Sam Howell quarterback, and I'm excited to see it. So that's all I have for you guys today, and I'll see you at the next episode. Thank you for staying to the end. If you're watching this on YouTube, please like this video, subscribe, and also hit that notification button so you can be notified next time we put out a video. If you're listening on any podcast platform, subscribe and hit that notification button, y'all, so you can be notified we put out another podcast audio. And last but not least, hit that share button. No matter what you're listening to or watching it, hit that share button and send it to somebody that you know that would love to watch this episode you just listened to. So once again, thank you for staying to the end, and we'll see y'all in the next episode.